Yeah, look, it has been a roller coaster, and I think we're in a better place in the last day or two. But, you know, we have to say we have a deep and enduring relationship with the United States, and it's vital that we keep the line of communication open. Simon Harris was in the States in the last few days. And look, we've got to find a way forward that enables the EU and the US and Ireland to share the massive economic relationships. It's a relief at the moment, but we got to work together to ensure that whatever happens, that the impact is minimised on the constituency of Ireland, but also Sligo Leitrim, but also the employers and employees, and indeed the working families across the country.
He still hasn't ruled out further tariffs on the pharmaceutical sector. It's fair to say, isn't it, that perhaps many companies here in the Northwest are still hugely concerned about what may lie ahead?
Absolutely. That's a huge concern from pharma, medical devices. We have distilleries exporting as well. And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of families in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, and indeed the Northwest that rely on these very important industries and services. And again, working through government, working with our EU partners, and indeed ensuring that there's dialogue, we have to ensure that these industries, that these employers and employees and their families are protected. And that's something I will be doing and have been doing for the last number of weeks.